A small crowd gathered near downtown Oswego Monday morning in support of Gary Thibodeau, who they believe was wrongly convicted of kidnapping 18-year-old Heidi Allen from a convenience store 20 years ago. We get more from WRVO's Gino Gerentino.
More than two dozen people held signs along Route 104 in Oswego, urging motorists to honk if they believe Gary Thibodeau should be free. Thibodeau's brother, Richard, and niece Amanda Crawford organized Monday's Gary the Innocent rally to make people aware of what Crawford calls an injustice.
Gary's sitting in prison. That's not justice for him. He should be free. He should be able to live out the rest of his life, free man, because he did not do anything. Heidi and her family needs justice. They need to put the right people behind bars. They need to know where their daughter is. They need to know what happened to her.
Allen was kidnapped on Easter Sunday, 1994, at the D&W convenience store in New Haven. Over the last week, investigators have been searching in the Mexico area for Allen's remains, but nothing has been found. Some of those rallying for Gary Thibodeau's freedom also chastised the Oswego County Sheriff's handling of his case. But across town, Oswego County District Attorney Gregory Oak says law enforcement agencies have done their due diligence.
Mr. Thibodeau received a fair trial in this county, and a jury of his peers found him guilty of this offense. He filed a 440 motion previously, he's exhausted all of his state appeals, and he filed a federal habeas corpus petition. At each and every turn, the courts have found there was sufficient evidence to convict him of this crime. And until I see evidence that proves otherwise, I believe we have the right man in state prison.
Last week, a federal public defender for Gary Thibodeau filed a motion to have his conviction vacated, citing materials were withheld from the defense. Oak says he has reviewed the motion and that he is confident the conviction will be upheld. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.